Last week, the Bush-Cheney campaign launched its first negative ads against likely Democratic opponent Senator John Kerry. The early negative ads were a surprise, but the bigger surprise was the Kerry camp's decision to fire back with its own negative ads. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Getting ugly early.
No kidding. The Bush team wants to define John Kerry early, and Kerry won the Democratic primaries, the caucus states easily. But the fact is, Bob, he's just not well known to most people, and the pollsters know it. So the Bush team clearly wants to define him as just another senator, as the early ads show that they claim he's a tax-hiking guy who's soft on terror, President Bush said last week in a speech he's a man who cuts spending on intelligence. So that's the reason that the Bush-Cheney team has ads up in 18 states right now. 18 states, they're spending $6 million last week on those ads to get out that image of John Kerry. They clearly want to fill in the blanks for those who don't know him. The Kerry team, on the other side, spent about $2 million last week, and they also have some interest groups that are out with ads. And their goal is to respond, and the response has been that this is a distortion of Kerry's record, and shouldn't you expect more from your president? They don't want to get into a situation such as Michael Dukakis had in 1988 or Bob Dole had in 96 when they let the incumbent president define them negatively.
Now, what's the Bush team worried about?
Well, the president's poll numbers have been dipping. In fact, the majority of the country tells pollsters right now that the United States is on the wrong track. And don't forget, there have been 2.3 million jobs lost in this economy since the president took office. And I think, though, the heart and soul of it, Bob, is that there's anxiety among the GOP base over deficits, the size of the government, as well as the failure to find weapons of mass destruction. That translates in the pollsters and the political strategists' minds into a lack of intensity among Republicans at a time when the Democrats are fairly united and intense about achieving their goal of winning the White House.
What about the strategists for the Kerry team?
Well, as I said, they've responded with their own ads, which we saw last week. But what their real concern is the Bush Treasury. You know, the president has this large amount of money, $160 million in reserve. They can outspend the Kerry team easily right now. So really, their worry is a function of money. Kerry will begin a March 29th 20-city tour to try to raise money. He met last week with his former rivals, John Edwards and Howard Dean, as well as Democrats in Congress. And the message in every meeting was, I need help raising money. He's asking the DENIACs to come out, the internet people. He's asking the trial lawyers who supported Edwards to come out for him. And he's also asking the president for debates. He wants to debate the president every month. And that, of course, would generate free publicity and the opportunity for immediate response.
They're also up against all the advantages that go with incumbency, obviously.
Obviously, and one of those difficulties is that this is the anniversary week for the war on terror. And so what happens is the Bush team is going to get its big guns out. You're going to have a message, which is that the United States is better off without Saddam Hussein in power. And Dick Cheney will be delivering that message, the vice president, at the Reagan Library this week. Pentagon officials are scheduled to be on many shows throughout the week. President Bush himself will go to Fort Campbell in Kentucky on Thursday to have lunch with the troops. He'll also be at Walter Reed Army Medical Hospital here in Washington to visit with wounded soldiers on Friday. Then he's going to speak to some diplomats who represent countries that were involved with the U.S.-led coalition for the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. So this is going to clearly be an opportunity for them to sell this notion that despite the failure to find the weapons of mass destruction, the U.S. is better off. John Kerry, on the other hand, is not going to be silent, Bob. He's going to be out there. In fact, he's going to use Wesley Clark, the former general, to convey the message that they feel that the veterans, that America's soldiers got shortchanged on this, that the president didn't have the information that America's treasure and lifeblood was sacrificed unnecessarily. So they're going to be out there saying, look at this anniversary. This is a troubling moment, and trying to contrast that message to the one that the Bush team is sending.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.